Morning, everybody. Today is December 6, 2022. It is 10:02 p.m. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Before we jump on to the Pledge of Allegiance, I remind you folks to silence your mobile devices if you have them. And if you can all join me for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's move on to item number three. This is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for December 6, 2022. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, sir.
All right, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? As a reminder for folks calling in, you can use star 6 to unmute yourself, or the if you're on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature and we will call on you. One more time, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number four, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the minutes for November 15th, 2022. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about those minutes?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, sir, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the minutes for November 15, 2022? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for our November 15th, 2022 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number five is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and these comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? All right, not seeing any public comment. We're going to move right on to item number seven, which is staff reports. No action, no public comment will be taken. First item on the list will be the Sheriff's Office.
Morning, Commissioners. Morning. Nothing too stringent today. Just wanted to throw out, if anybody hasn't seen it on social media already, we've had a lot of bear and mountain lions wandering around the community. Just a reminder, everybody be safe, be attentive. Usually they're most active at sunrise and sunset when the deer are active, and implore everybody not to be feeding the wildlife, whether it's horses, deer, otherwise, because that's going to bring in the predators too, and then the big cats and the bears cause problems for humans. So a lot of good information on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page regarding that, if anybody has any questions about it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the Fire Protection District, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. The only update I have is that we've recently got rid of our e-dispatch. So if any of the commissioners would like to receive the alerts on our call-outs, please get in touch with Becky Parsons with dispatch, and she can get you set up to receive those on your phone. And I have nothing further and answer any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Chief?
No questions. Thank you, Chief.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that, Jeremy. Moving right along to Story County Public Works. Public Works Director Jason Wersbicki. Fair enough. Moving on to Projects Coordinator Mike Northen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. A couple items to update the board about today. Virginia City Highlands Community Center, the fire apparatus storage building. That project is currently moving along through procurement. We continue to work with the contractor on some cost savings measures. And weather continues to be a consideration, so we are currently working with them on schedule. And I'll report back to the board as I know more about that. Item number two. We're going to be scheduling some maintenance on the traffic signals at USA Parkway and Electric, and also USA Parkway and I-80. In addition to the regular yearly or semi-yearly maintenance that goes on with those signals, we've gotten some comments about the preempt detectors and possibly signal timing issues. So we'll be maybe making some adjustments to those. And I'll keep the board advised as I have a schedule on that. Item three is the Lockwood Community Center. Design development is moving right along. It's shaping up to be a very nice project. During this last week, we had a 30% completion presentation meeting with the consultants. We sat down and went page by page through the entire plan set and identified numerous areas for cost savings without impacting the quality of the project. And our projected bid date remains right now sometime in mid to late April of 2023. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gumman, you have any questions for Mike?
No questions. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Moving right along to Story County Communications, Becky Parsons.
I have nothing to report.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to Business Development Director and Emergency Manager for the time being, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather, for the record.
Morning.
I'm sorry, I have to switch my glasses real quick. Okay, for emergency management, yesterday we had the next step in the Carson City Health and Human Services after action report for the COVID-19 pandemic. CCHHS has contracted with a consultant to do this, and luckily we kind of all know her and have developed a relationship with her with other trainings that we had, but she was able to get even the retirees on this call. So she had Joe Curtis from Story County, the gentleman whose name I just forgot from Carson City who retired. So all of us that were on working with the pandemic from the beginning were able to be on this meeting and really go over how it went, concerns, what went well, what didn't go well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the final after action report and reading how it went from the Quad County perspective. So a couple of things that we all agreed upon as far as what did not go well with the response was the lack of accurate, concise information from the state level, particularly from the health department and how that was handled. Another concern were the emails that we got, and all of us were involved in that. So what we found was that we were getting emails, the same information from so many different sources. And it made it really difficult for us to pinpoint that very important information that we needed throughout the pandemic, because it was sort of lost in this mass of repeated information. So we definitely talked about how we can improve that in the future. Two of the things that really stood out as to what were very important and what helped us get us through that was the relationships that we had already created with the Quad County Emergency Management Teams and Carson City Health and Human Services. So because we worked with them through trainings. We met regularly for meetings. That really helped us get through that and work together because we knew each other and we had developed that relationship. Moving on to business development, we've been working with Western Nevada Development District's new executive director, Christine Brandon. She has arranged for myself and Henny Menefee to meet with the regional director of the Federal Economic Development Administration. So the regional director for the federal EDA is going to be coming to Northern Nevada on January 19th and 20th. Henny and I will have a meeting with their team at UNR on the 19th. They've asked us to give a presentation on basically past, present, and future of Story County. So what the EDA specifically focuses on is funding for infrastructure that is directly related to creation and retention of jobs. So if you remember, this is one of the huge grants that we had applied for water infrastructure up here in Virginia City. We knew that we were gonna struggle with making that project specifically related to the creation of permanent long-term positions. So on the 19th, we're gonna do a presentation. We've already started working on that PowerPoint presentation to show. Our goal is to show the federal EDA the kind of jobs that are coming to Story County and how important infrastructure is to that whole process. And then on the 20th, we in addition to Commissioner Mitchell, will be giving a tour of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. So we're looking forward to that as well. So the day before, we're going to give them a history lesson. And then the next day, we're going to be able to actually show them. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to really show the importance of, again, what the EDA's focus is, and that is infrastructure and how it relates to the creation and retention of jobs, not only within Story County, but you know, all of Nevada. Thanks to IT and their training of me, I've been able to work on the business development section of our webpage, the county's website. The first thing I did was to really simplify everything. I got all of the information that I was, you know, just didn't like or was outdated or anything like that. I got all that information out there. So when you go to that page, it basically says, call Lara. I mean, in so many words, I have my contact information and I have all of that. And then if the person chooses, then I've got the other information. I went through, made sure all the links were active and actually went to the page that they were supposed to go. So that was how I wanted to start it, but it's turned out to work really well because what I'm finding is that the new businesses are contacting me. They're just calling me or emailing me, and it gives me that opportunity to actually talk to them. And then I sort of send them on their way to planning or community development. So it's actually worked out well. That is the end of my report. Our community relations coordinator is out this week and she has nothing to report.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura Mather?
I have no questions, but thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report. Moving on to the VCTC. Okay. Let's move on to the Comptroller's Office. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning. Jennifer McCain for the record, Story County Comptroller. I wanted to let you know that we are nearing the end of our audit. We're kind of in the review period right now. That should be coming before you.
I think we just lost it.
Tell James it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.